dozens of Central American asylum seekers are choosing to return to their countries of origin. That's under a controversial program that forces them to wait in Mexico while their cases are being processed. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports.
The people who were choosing their return had applied for asylum in the U.S. and were then forced to wait out their case in Mexico. That's a process that often lasts months. Mexico's National Migration Institute, in a statement, says 69 people accepted an offer on Tuesday to be bused back to Honduras, El Salvador, or Guatemala. Juan Carlos Narváez is a sociologist who studies migration at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
Tijuana, por ejemplo, como frontera, es una frontera muy hostil.
Tijuana, one of the border cities where asylum applicants are being sent to, is a hostile environment for migrants, Narváez says. The Mexican Migration Agency says U.S. officials have sent almost 17,000 applicants to Mexico. The controversial program is slated to expand to other cities, including the one across from Nogales, Arizona. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
In Mexico, the country is receiving a rapidly growing number of people who applied for asylum in the U.S. and were sent to wait out their hearing in Mexico. For the most part, these are migrants from Central America, and a few are choosing to return to their country of origin. For more on that, we have Jorge Valencia on the line from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau. Jorge, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So explain for us why the U.S. is sending asylum applicants to Mexico, and how many people are we talking about here?
Yeah, this is a practice that the Department of Homeland Security started implementing just a few months ago, and it's controversial on both sides of the border. They call it Remain in Mexico. And what DHS is doing is that they get people who arrive by land to the U.S., they apply for asylum, most of them from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. They receive the asylum application, and then they send them back to the last country where they were, which is Mexico. And in terms of numbers, the most recent figures that we've gotten from Mexican immigration officials is almost 17,000, which doesn't, I mean, you know, when you compare that to the number of people who are trying to enter the U.S. to the border, you know, legally, that's not a lot. But this is a number that we're seeing growing rapidly, and then it's probably going to grow exponentially at least for the rest of this year.
Okay, so what happens to people when they get sent to Mexico?
Well, a handful, about 70, actually chose to go back to their countries of origin. They told immigration officials here that they would like to go back. So a handful are choosing to go back. This is about 70. It's not a big figure, but it is kind of a big deal that they went to the U.S., all the way to the U.S., they asked for asylum, and now they're asking to get sent back. This morning, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, he's really trying to go out of his way to say that they're giving humane treatment to migrants. And so he said that about 330 people have gotten jobs in factories along the border. But this is still a pretty small number when you add all those and you compare that to the 17,000 people who and counting who are being returned to Mexico.
And all right, finally, even those jobs can be short term. So is there any way of telling what can happen to these asylum applicants in the mid to long term?
Well, at the very least, I mean, in the immediate, we know that they're joining the masses, thousands of people who are waiting in Mexico to just to petition for asylum to the U.S., along with the many people who have gotten there over the years and have given up. And the reason why I keep on saying that this is a number that's going to grow exponentially is because the U.S. has sent people back through three ports of entry in California and in Texas. But authorities have already said that they're going to expand this to other ports of entry, to many more, including in Nogales, Arizona, to Nogales, Sonora. So at the very least, this is a number that's going to keep growing. And there are many questions that we're actually trying to answer, primarily if these people are in Mexico and they're petitioning for asylum in the U.S. and they're waiting for the case to be heard out, how are they going to have access to an attorney in the U.S.? So I know there are some civil rights groups in the U.S. that are challenging this. So it seems that perhaps this controversial issue, we might see a resolution to it, to this Remain in Mexico practice through the courts.
Right. But still uncertainty remains at this point. That's KJZZ's Jorge Valencia from Mexico City. Jorge, thanks.
Thanks so much, Steve.